The city of San Francisco is set to host an expected 20,000 people during the November conference of the Asian Pacific Economic Cooperation, or APEC. November 11th to the 17th will be the first time since 2011 that the forum has taken place in the United States. President Joe Biden will be attending, along with delegates and heads of state from 21 member nations, including China, Japan, Canada, Mexico, and Russia. As a result, security in San Francisco is being elevated significantly, with certain areas of the city being partially sealed off. During a meeting of the San Francisco Board of Supervisors, Mayor London Breed said that the city had worked hard to prepare for the APEC conference, as it's a huge opportunity. But she acknowledged APEC will inconvenience some residents.
Now, of course, putting on a major international economic conference means that there will be impact to certain parts of our city. Last week, the Secret Service, along with our police department, discussed the areas that will be directly impacted by APEC and how we should be planning to manage this. There will be enhanced security in parts of our downtown, especially around Moscone Center.
The Department of Homeland Security and the Secret Service are leading security preparations for the event and announced this week that APEC will be considered a national special security event. That designation puts it on the same security level as a presidential inauguration. According to the Secret Service, areas of the Nob Hill and Soma neighborhoods around the Moscone Convention Center will see a boost in law enforcement. Several streets as well as freeway ramps from I-80 into Soma will be closed during some of the conference. Residents and workers will be required to enter these areas through marked checkpoints, show identification, and be subject to search. Several bus lines will be rerouted around the area, and some cable car routes will be suspended for the duration of the conference. Reina Teo lives and works in San Francisco. She said that many immigrants facing the disturbances of APEC and the threat of increased law enforcement will simply be trapped.
I can't explain to you or in words what it looks like for our communities who have to go through these checkpoints to go to work, to go to school. There are families that are bracing themselves. These immigrant communities are bracing themselves to stay home for 7 days. And that looks really ugly. I think all of you went through the pandemic with us and know what that isolation looks like. And for some of these immigrant families, that's what every day looks like when they have this fear in them.
Emmanuel Ramirez runs the Bonchon's Chicken Restaurant inside the Metreon Mall. He said that the disruption being caused by APEC for small businesses could be devastating.
The city's comments that APEC will only affect us for 72 hours is a gross misrepresentation. While the convention itself is 3 days, the setup and takedown of the perimeter will limit traffic to our area for a minimum of five. To operate for 5 days with minimal access to our customer base while accruing normal rent cost and retaining staff will hurt our businesses significantly. And for the many Soma businesses that have been struggling the past few years and are already behind in rent to the landlord, it could be a potential death blow.
Krisha Camille Vela Cruz is with the Oil and Gas Action Network and said that APEC and trade deals like it represented an existential threat.
Trade agreements have done and continue to do harmful things like preventing pay raises for workers, overruling their local and environmental regulations, and their ability to transition away from polluting industries like fossil fuels. Similar to what NAFTA did in the 90s, which my generation will be dealing with for the rest of our lives, the Indo-Pacific Economic Framework, known as IPEF, is being negotiated at APEC, will set binding rules governing 40% of the global economy and subsequently will have major impacts on climate policy, worker rights, and more for decades to come.
During the Board of Supervisors meeting, the board unanimously passed a resolution calling on the city to prioritize and protect local communities during the APEC summit and to use funds set aside for APEC to mitigate the conference's effect on local businesses. I'm Scott Bamba, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.